upset you now?
I'm at my angriest when I'm driving. And do you both drive in London? I know, Paul, you don't live in London anymore.
I know, but I do still sometimes drive in London.
I have passed my theory test.
It's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant. It's an achievement.
Well, yeah, but you're not getting theoretically stressed at the traffic.
I beg to differ.
You're not walking down the road and thinking, now that looks like a sticky situation. Were I to be in a car, I would be quite annoyed at that.
I would be furious. You don't know what it's like to live in my head. No, that is exactly what it's like.
You're right. I can imagine you are, actually. What you're doing is clicking the buttons on the computer going, fuck's sake! How did you pass the test?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What they've done now, they did it on, I think they did it because of COVID, but they've made these things called low traffic neighbourhoods, right?
Right.
And this is where they basically shut off a bunch of roads that are like off main roads. And they've said that you can only go through them if you're a bus or you live on the road, right?
Yeah.
So it basically forces all the traffic onto main roads and just fucks all the... So I used to be able to get to my gym in 7 minutes and it now takes half an hour because I have to go... I have to go round the South Circular to get to my gym. And you ask people, why have you done this? And they go, oh, well, you know, we don't like having traffic on our road. Then don't live in fucking London. You can't just annex your roads like you're fucking Vladimir Putin. You can't just say this is my road because I live on it. Like you're not. It's not 1950s. It's not 1950s Berlin. You can't just fucking erect a wall and go, no one uses my road. It's a road. I pay road tax. Like, if I pay road tax and I can't use your road, then take money off my road tax bill. Do you know what I mean?
Well, do you know, I agree with you, except I live off a main road and they've done that to my road.
Do you know what's the worst bit about it is they use fucking flower pots. They dress it up. They go, oh, we've got these flower boxes. Fuck you. You blocked off a road. That might as well be barbed wire.
Is that right?
Fucking stand by it. Yeah.
There's a lovely little kind of there's some rocks and some flowers around the corner from
me. It's bollocks. It's complete bollocks.
It's beautiful.
In Tulse Hill, they put bin bags over the cameras and they scribble out on the signs. They go, fuck you, please stay. I love it.
Love it.
I love that kind of rebellion.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, the people on the street, they said, you know, because they speak to you like they're a fucking secessionist state and they've made their own republic. Craignair Road, Lambeth, and they say, "Well,
the Republic of
Craignair." They say, "Well, there's a school at the end of this road." And you go, "Yeah, do you know what? Do you know what the kids near me use? Pavements." There's a fucking pavement.
Call me old-fashioned, mate.
Don't walk in the road. That's for cars. Fuck me. I've you know what? Twice I've just taken a fine. I've taken a fine because the traffic's been so bad and I booked a class at the gym and I've gone, I'm paying 70 quid a month for this gym anyway and now I'm not going to I might as well add 50 quid to that and just get there for the class. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
God's sake.
Do you feel like as you're getting older that your views on these sort of things are becoming more aligned with Jeremy Clarkson?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, mate, I was already leaning that way when I was younger. So I actually find Clarkson a bit of a soft touch, if I'm honest.
A little bit left leaning for my liking.
Yeah, he's got a bit soft, I think.
Old snowflake Clarkson.
He's got a bit soft in his old age, I think.
The fact that he didn't kill that producer that he punched. Yeah. He should have killed him.
Stand by it. Go on. Back yourself.
There are sort of certain areas where you go like, I don't think 20 miles an hour is necessary on this stretch of road. Like, this feels unnecessarily slow.
And they say it's for pollution. But surely the more time you spend in an area because you're going at a slower speed, the more pollution you are emitting. So it'd be better to just say the speed limit's 80, gun it, and we won't get any of your fumes. Do you know what I mean?
Gun it
through here, so we're not getting any of your fumes.
Let's try it.
If I was a town planner, I would designate high-speed urban areas for cars to just nail it through. And I'd build all the schools away from those high-speed areas.
I like this. Yeah,
I think you should. I think you should run for mayor against Sadiq. I think you should. I think you've got this,
mate. There's a lot of anger about LTNs. There's a lot of even in posh houses, they've got like no to, because it's closed off all the traffic and put all the traffic in front of some of these big houses.
Oh,
because obviously all the traffic still has to go somewhere.
Yeah,
and so it's now made these roads that were kind of averagely busy, they're now stupidly busy, and also it's really crap. Like some people's businesses rely on, you know, there's a little corner shop. But there's this in this no man's
land. Don't try and make out that you give a shit about the little bakery on the corner.
No, it's not a bakery, it's a corner shop.
Okay, all right, whatever. Don't try and convince me that that's your concern. That is not your concern.
Sean,
your concern is it take.
I'm running for mayor. Okay. I've got to think about small businesses.
There are, yeah. There's so many places now where, like, where I live, where, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm a fair bit older than both of you two, but it used to just be free to park everywhere. You just pull up on the side of the road, park your car. That was, you know. And now, like, as incrementally, there is now nowhere that you could park. So you go like, if I just want to, I don't want an hour's parking. If I just want to pull up somewhere, nip out, buy whatever, and then kind of, you know, there's just single yellow lines or resident parking.
What's your problem? What's your problem here? That you have to pay for parking.
That is my main agreement. I fucking hate paying for parking. Parking, as far as I'm concerned, should be free.
Yeah, I completely agree. You pay road tax.
Exactly.
And what you do with that road is up to you. Whether you drive along it or you park on it.
I have paid, exactly. So it's like, oh, you know, and I don't...
Like it's turned into like a council town meeting.
No, but listen, right? It starts with paying for parking and it ends with closing off all the roads. Do you know what I mean? You've got to nip this in the bud early doors. You give an inch, they'll take a yard. The other thing I fucking hate when I'm driving, right? And this is going to sound extreme.
Go on.
But people are so... Right. I don't have a problem with jaywalkers. I'm not that Clarkson. I'm not that fucking Adam Clarkson. We all jaywalk, right? We all jaywalk. That's fine, right? But what I can't stand is if you're crossing a road, you know, when you shouldn't be crossing a road, because you're not at a crossing road. But you cross
because,
a road
because you're a, because you're a bad boy.
Because you're a bad boy. You're one of these utes crossing the road, not at a crossing. Right, fine. What I can't stand is when I'm driving and it's like, say it's 30 and I'm, you know, there's no traffic and I'm just doing 30 and there's someone crossing the road like, like close to me.
Yeah.
When they see me, they don't speed up. And I'm like, no. I'm in the right here. I'm in the road. You're not meant to be in the road. If I hit you, it's my fault.
Oh, man.
But it's not, because you should be running. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. See also people when you're walking down the pavement and then you kind of like make some sort of adjustment to get out of the way and then they just continue to walk as you're do something. Even if it's only just, you know, like...
A gesture. Just make it look like you're bothered by the fact there's a car coming towards you.
Make it feel like this is some sort of two-way... They're a team effort to kind of make the... Like, don't just... Continue.
You're not just the king that I've got. Oh, I'm sorry. You're crossing the road. Man. I'll stop.
It's the same when.
The fuck do you think you are?
I reversed yesterday out of a road where like someone was coming back out and they were like, I'm going that way. So I had to reverse back round the corner. They were in a Triumph Spitfire. It was like a proper Sunday. You know, they're obviously taking their Spitfire out for a Sunday drive. So I kind of reversed back round the corner. They reversed round and as they drove off, they just didn't say thank you at all. And I've now gone out of my way. Oh. So I did beep and flip the bird. I was just...
What?
Yeah.
What?
I had to let him know. You have to acknowledge that I have made some sort of effort.
Yeah, I agree. I hate people not thanking me if I've let them through. And I do this. I go, I let them know. I have to let them know that they've not said thank you.
Do you know what? I always thank people, and I even, but I'm now not going to. I'm now seeing the rage that it instills in the two of you. I am no longer thanking people when they're in their car and I'm crossing. Just that because I didn't know that it infuriates people that much. I'm going to enjoy this.
That is definitely me at my most passive-aggressive / aggressive. It's like, oh, don't worry about it, mate. I'll just stand here all day, shall I? That's fine. I've got nowhere to...
And I say weird things. My wife actually recorded me while I was having a stressful drive without me knowing, so she could tell me what I said.
That's incredible.
And I genuinely said, what is this, National Cunt Day?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which makes no sense. I think I've been cut up for the third time that afternoon.
You're getting recorded by your wife like Hasselhoff when he was drunk eating that cheeseburger.
Yeah. She's got leverage on me now.
But in my life, every day is National Cunt Day. I walk out the house. There, it's like Groundhog Day. There it is. National Cunt Day again. Every fucking day.
probably the thing that annoys me the most is when the fast lane becomes the slow lane because so many people are in it. The intermediate lane is, and you go like, this is actually reversed because the fast lane is so congested. You know, so you go like, I'd be better off taking to the slow lane because there is no one in it.
Also, I mean, fucking average speed limits, fuck off.
What do you mean? Hang on, we're getting into the theory now. This is my expertise.
Oh, sorry. This is the next unit for
here
you.
Here we go. Yeah, this is what are we talking about? Average.
So they're building these things called smart motorways.
Oh, right.
They're like AI controlled motorways where rather than saying this is the speed limit, they now have this thing saying where they're monitoring the congestion supposedly and then adjusting the speed limit to act accordingly.
Oh, shit.
But that makes it more dangerous when you're driving because if someone suddenly stops and you go over the speed limit of 50, then you're getting fined.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That is fucking mental. I know, I can tell you that theoretically that is mental.
Oh, can you? Oh, thanks, Professor. Professor of driving theory. Never got behind the wheel of a car, but...
Yeah, I mean, frequently driving around late at night where those kind of things are at 40 miles an hour and there is just absolutely no visible reason for this. You go, this is a deserted motorway at 1 a.m. There is no one around and you're asking me to drive 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's already, I want to be at home.
Because people in high vis are, whatever, digging up the side of the road.
Because the people at high vis are nowhere to be seen. Yeah, that is the reason.
Also,
can you please drive at 40 miles an hour? Because there are no people in high vis anywhere.
But the other thing, when you were talking about lanes of traffic, it's like on the tube, on an escalator, when there's, you know, there's the standing thing.
Oh.
And then the walking lane. And I don't mean this to sound racist, but it is mainly foreign people. They just lollop. They're fucking leaning on the left-hand side. They're lolloping about. They've got nowhere to go. They're just kind of draping themselves on the escalator. Fuck off! To one side!
Written anywhere that is the system, is it?
Yes,
that
it is. Stand on the right.
It says,
all the way down the escalator, stand on the right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say stand on the right. It has footprints.
And it says the word stand. It says stand on the right. Walk on the left.
Well, as I say, it's the worst when it's two people stood next to each other that are chatting, because then you have to be the person going, excuse me, this is actually for the... And then you sound like a dickhead.
Why have you come to a tube station for a fucking natter? Like, we're going somewhere. Get out the way. who's leaning on escalator? Oh, this is nice. This kind of this air that feels like it's got grit in it. This is nice being here, isn't it?
Oh, hanging out on the pavement like they've hired that section for a private function. It's like, get out the fucking way, man.
I mean, I know this isn't the place for positivity, but I do love a stand on an escalator.
What side of the escalator?
As long as it's done in a designated area, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Stand away, mate.
It's like smoking inside. Do you know what I mean? You do it outside. That's where it is.
Yes.
Don't stand on the left.
I'm quite surprised at the amount of people I still see smoking in cars, actually. I said that the other day and the person was like, I don't see people smoking in cars.
That's a very middle-aged Clarkson thing to say. These people hotboxing us.
Hotboxing. Oh, man. Thank you very much for listening to this week's What's Upset You Now. If you enjoyed it and thought, God, I wish that was a bit longer, we do an hour-long episode of this every Monday exclusively on Patreon. You can subscribe by going to patreon.com/WUYN. It is the price of buying me and Sean a coffee a month between us. That's all. We do an hour-long episode. There's extra features in it. We do What's Upset Them Now, where you actually get the opportunity to be on the podcast by sending in a voice note of something that's upset you, and me and Sean will give it the What's Upset You Now treatment. We also do What's Upset the Internet Now, where we read out hilarious one-star reviews. It is brilliant. And as I say, it's only the cost of a coffee a month. Go to patreon.com/WUYN for an extra hour-long episode of this. Every Monday. See ya!